Things are pretty tough for people in places like the Middle East and North Africa. I mean, there's a massive global refugee crisis, but don't turn away just yet. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. See, these stories might be difficult, but they actually reveal a lot about God's character. For example, the persecution of Christians is on the rise, as noted by Pope Francis in a recent speech. But what are we as everyday Christians actually supposed to do about it? Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International has some ideas.
If we are being shaped to be more conformed to the image of Christ, number one, we care for our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Whether they're sitting in the pews next to us on a Sunday service or they're on the other side of the planet, we are one body. And when one part of the body is experiencing a trauma, the whole body suffers with it. How does an injured body take care of itself? If a human body has an injured knee, the healthy hand that is on that body still takes care of that knee. That's what we do in the body of Christ. We come alongside of our brothers and sisters in other places and care for them in physical, spiritual, emotional ways.
On a different note, as students everywhere return to school this fall, hundreds of thousands of displaced Nigerian children wish they could do the same. More than 90% of Nigeria's internally displaced people fled because of attacks by the extremist group Boko Haram. That's why ministries supported by Christian Aid Mission are trying to send the kids back to school and actually give them a place to stay. So pray for them as they spread the gospel and bring relief at the same time. You're listening to Mission Network News. What you're hearing is an example of a new way of storytelling the Bible for Every Child Ministries. ECM's Lorella Rouster was just in Ghana sharing this method with their teachers.
By involving the students in active methods, we find that they listen better to the Bible story and they also remember longer.
The idea is that rhythm makes multiple connections in the brain and helps with the recall, which also makes it the perfect vehicle for memorizing God's Word. So does it work? Well, the team surprised Rouster with a song they made up about Romans 10:13.
Those songs have been going through my mind ever since. They created them. I'll wake up thinking about those songs, so I think they were very successful.
So pray for the teachers. They're on the front lines.
That they will continue to be very actively involved in teaching children and that these new methods will really help them to reach out in new ways.
If you've ever talked about Christ and run into skepticism, it's kind of hard not to get upset sometimes, isn't it? Well, the host for Sat7's program, We Will Sing, recently demonstrated how a kind response actually calms things down. Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. And during a live show, a caller said he believed in God but expressed doubt over Christ's resurrection. Instead of a confrontational response, the host continued to talk with him, eventually praying for him on the air. A gentle answer turns away wrath. But it takes practice. And many young kids around the world are going to be facing that kind of skepticism. As another school year begins, many children will be educated through a worldview that's contradictory to the Bible's teaching.
I think as kids go into the world and see the evil that exists, because you see it on the news all the time, there needs to be something foundational for them to look to.
And that's where Keys for Kids Ministries comes in. Through devotionals that present real-life issues, Keys for Kids is helping children make godly choices. Keys for Kids Executive Director, Greg Yoder.
It's those kinds of stories where kids actually read something, and it may not necessarily mean much to them until they're placed in a very similar situation where they either have to tell the truth or tell a lie. What are you going to do? Well, if it's stories reminding you about what God teaches about telling the truth and having integrity, it's something that you will never forget.
We've got highlighted links in all of these stories at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for your world a little more effectively? Well, you can get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org and sign up for it. It features pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. I'm Ruth Kramer.